This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, as I do, I like to do a little combat pistol craft here and there, and I like to compare notes with somebody who's actually sort of a combat pistol master, or at least everybody tells me he is. I believe it. I've seen it. So join
me again.
I believe the hype. Coming joining me from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. How's it going, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
Well, I have had a very labor-intensive day, my friend. Probably not on the level of yours, but, you know.
Understood.
Anyway, one of the things I did today is that I shot something for the television show about the difference between going with a striker-fired gun versus a double-action, single-action gun. There are people out there that believe that the striker-fired system is very, very dangerous, aren't they?
You mean like over a hammer gun?
Yes, sir.
A gun that has a hammer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I don't understand why someone wouldn't trust a striker-fired system this day, because, you know, the striker firing system has been proven for the last 20 years by Glock.
They have. They have indeed. But, I mean, I used to have these conversations with a guy named Bob Owens at BearingArms.com. And Bob was convinced that while there are very highly trained people that can run a Glock, which at that time I was running agency arms Glocks, which are not really Glocks.
Right.
I don't know what I would call them, but definitely a step above a standard gun. But anyway, I digress. He felt that it would be better to have a double-action, single-action gun from a safety standpoint.
Well, it would depend on what his experience is with safety. And the reason I say that is because, based on my experience, safety is relative. Safety is not chiseled in stone. It's fluid.
Right.
What do you know and understand? But more importantly, are you capable of applying the known and the accepted ways to conduct yourself safely with a firearm at all times? What do you know and understand? What's the extent of your training and understanding and how to apply it based on the circumstances?
Right.
And so what I'm getting at ultimately as I think through this topic is Mr. Owens is operating within a limited scope.
I
to
think
have that
Bob,
position.
Bob is no longer with us, but he was the editor in chief at Bearing Arms.
Okay.
And he wrote a lot, and I think a lot of this stuff came from there was a time when Bob was at Bearing Arms where there were a lot of negligent discharges happening amongst the NYPD with their Glocks, even though they have a 12-pound trigger.
Right.
And
I think if he saw the transitional period,
right.
Oh, I'm sure that was a train wreck.
Yeah.
From, you know, the transitional period from, transitioning to double single automatics to the Glock. There most certainly, that was not a pleasant time for anyone. There was a lot of negligent discharges, simply because of lack of training and familiarity. And the triggers are much, comparably speaking, the triggers aren't even close to being the same in poundage actually break.
The other thing that I think Bob was taking from this, because Bob was a writer first and foremost, very quick study
right.
in the gun world, took a lot of training, but with each time he would take training, he would it would be like some just gigantic revelation. And I think he believed that, but you know, he was doing a lot of training with the ex-military types like you, like me,
right?
And some of these guys are running around with guns with safeties on them. And I think he thought that if there was no safety on the gun, that it had to be double action, single action, if only for that, you know, safe, which I don't consider to be safe. I just consider it to be almost a wasted shot. But that first shot in the double action, single action, if you're running it with a hammer dropped.
Right.
That big, heavy pull. So, I mean, he carried a CZ-P07, which is a very good gun. I just found it interesting that his take on certain things is based upon the lowest common denominator.
Right.
Now, you used to carry guns with frame-mounted safeties.
Correct. 1911s.
And then you went to the Then you went to the Glock.
No, which, I shot Berettas. I came off of Berettas onto single stack, and then I shot for Beretta for quite a while, 6 years, I think. Running the 92 series guns. Then upon retirement, I went back to shooting 1911s. And then ultimately, I don't know when it was, started shooting Glocks. What comes to mind is, with technology and the advances in design and function, as far as safety-related features go in the striker-fired handguns, if your finger's not on the trigger, the gun's not going to go bang.
Yeah.
So knowing that and having proofed that, then why would you choose a firearm that has a frame-mounted safety? Because if it has a frame-mounted safety, or slide-mounted, doesn't matter, if it has a mechanical safety, why would you do it to yourself? Because, just by its existence, the inference is it needs to be used. And that's not always the case.
Right.
The 92, the Beretta 92 is a perfect example of that. I altered the gun handling procedures that negated the possibility, certainly minimized the possibility of trying to fire with a safety on. Of course, when you do that with that specific pistol, you get what I refer to as a dead trigger.
Right.
Because a safety disconnects the trigger bar, disconnects the trigger. But with the proofing of striker-fired systems today, I don't know why anyone would choose to carry a handgun with a safety that could be a detriment to your survival. If you're not, absolutely switched on and dialed in on using that blaster.
Yeah. Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the first break. You can find Super Dave's stuff. You can find it at combatspeed.com. That is a website for his school. It is a work in progress, although he is beginning to take gigs again. I haven't checked it lately to see how much progress has been. But if you also want to follow him day to day, go to Facebook and look for Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Oh, Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, I watched a video of Dave the other day, and it slowly dawned on me that in terms of shooting a handgun, over the course of time, you have decided to break each individual part of what you, the draw stroke, the first shot, the second shot. You know, you're breaking them down into components and trying to perfect the little pieces of the overall, of your overall setup. Is that fair?
Right. Correct.
The video I saw was about the first shot. Now, you make a very valid point about how to make that first touch of the trigger, that first grip of the gun, uniform, because that will set you up for at least the best you got.
Right.
Tell me about that.
Well, if you do a comparative study using the Glock trigger group as a model, you know, that your, you could almost make the mental leap to compare what I'm about to describe to a double single action trigger group, okay, for like a hammer gun, you know, which a finger, you know, outside of the trigger group, once you make that decision to take that first shot, you're first acquiring the trigger. So when you put your finger inside the trigger guard and you touch the safety lever, the frame safe, you know, it's the safe action pistol with the frame lever, frame safety lever. I, you know, when I come into contact with that, I can feel it, but it is, my finger is not on this trigger yet. As I depress that frame safe lever and put my finger against the face of the trigger, I can feel it. And what I'm looking for is consistent trigger finger placement. Then I will begin to take up the mechanical slack to the wall or prep the trigger, is an easier way to say it. Once right. The trigger is prepped, then I consider my finger on the trigger, because now I'm in the best possible shape to fire at the precise moment I want to fire. Okay. And having fired, my finger is on the trigger, and I simply need to release it far enough for it to mechanically reset. And if I have already committed to firing that follow-on shot, I do so. What I'm comparing is how the trigger feels. The reason I break it down into those two component exercises is because the way the trigger feels is completely different to let off the shot. And you need to be familiar with that. You need to be totally familiar with your trigger anyway. And there's, you know, I explain, and there's a couple other videos and stuff I've done that explain exactly how to do that. But then in respect to those two segments you're referring to, there's a third of adding those together, firing the initial shot and the follow-on shot, and then doing the analytics on the time frame and the shot split versus what was required to get the gun into action on target to fire the first shot. Now, whether you started with a gun in the holster or, for example, if you started with a pistol in a working ready position, those time frames are going to be considerably different. So how do you break it down? Well, therein lies, you know, your knowledge and experience that will enable you to do that. But you have to be thoroughly familiar with the trigger group first. And those exercises you referred to, I'll refer to those as mapping exercises.
Okay.
There's a way I, you know, to do that dry fire. And of course, you're going to confirm your dry fire work with your live fire work.
So with you, now these drills, like you also time yourself on this, which is something I don't do. Not because I don't want to. I've never broken down and bought a timer. How important is it to do this? How much? Tell me about it. Well, tell me as much as you can. We got about 3 minutes here. 2 minutes.
Okay. One, you've got to have an awareness of time. And this is why. There's timing in everything that you do. In respect to shooting, for example, I'll give you just a simple example. You have the 8 steps to the sequence or cycle of operation, right? Well, it takes a specific amount of time for that cycle to complete itself. Well, that cycle is what you're completing from shot to shot. So what do you know, understand about timing in respect to how well you see and knowing, or so let me interject this. And it's a form of a question. How are you going to see what you need to see if you don't know when it's supposed to happen?
Right. Right.
You're never going to see it if you don't know when it's supposed to happen because you don't know when to be looking for it in order to see it. You with me?
I do.
That is one of the more complex aspects of timing, but it is as simple as that. What do you know and understand about what you're capable of performing within a given time frame? That's huge as it relates to your performance. There's any number of things in respect to timing that weigh heavy on your performance, and the more you know and understand what you're capable of performing within a given time frame, the better prepared you are to execute the decision-making process that is a part of every shot you fire.
I like it. I like it.
Did you capture all that?
I did. I'm doing my best. But I did capture it. I mean, when I was watching the video of you and I began to understand what you do as far as the way you break things down and segment them and say, okay, I'm going to look at this. It reminds me of a NASCAR shop that's building the engine where they test each little component. But you hang on for me. Coming up on the next break, you can find Dave's website, which his company's Combat Speed LLC. So you can find his website, combatspeed.com. Check him out at, on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the House will be working on the newest stimulus bill later this week.
Democrats will not wait to move forward with the American Rescue Plan and taking the next important step in getting our country back to normal.
Schumer saying they would prefer to move forward with bipartisan support, but most Republicans are not happy with the $2 trillion price tag. The hearings are continuing on Capitol Hill to fill President Biden's cabinet. Former California Attorney General Javier Becerra is Biden's pick to lead the Health and Human Services. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is no fan of Becerra.
Mr. Becerra has no particular experience or expertise in health. His chief passion project in California seemed to be using the force of the government to attack Americans' religious liberty.
USA Radio News. Tiger Woods is in the hospital after a serious rollover car accident in the Los Angeles area. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says Woods had to be extricated from his vehicle with the jaws of life. Woods was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. It happened this morning just after 7 a.m. local time, just south of Los Angeles. Residents in a state hit hard by the pandemic will be receiving another stimulus check.
California lawmakers on Monday cleared the way for 5.7 million people to get at least $600 in one-time payments, part of a state-sized coronavirus relief package aimed at helping lower-income people in the Golden State. Governor Gavin Newsom said he will sign it into law on Tuesday. People who are eligible for the money should get it between 45 days and 60 days after receiving their state tax refunds. That's according to the Franchise Tax Board. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, what the other thing I've noticed is I've seen a few videos of you now, and you consistently carry your gun the same way, at least in every video I have seen. Is that the way it is day to day?
Absolutely. My gun rig is my gun rig. I don't have a gun rig for this activity or that activity. My gun rig supports any activity.
Right.
However, recently, because of my Achilles surgery, I was, it wasn't prudent for me to go gunned up in some places, appointments, stuff like that.
Right.
But what I went to was an off-body carry to a sling bag that I basically call my war bag. The only things in it, two combat lights, 19X, six reserve mags, and a fighting knife. That's it. That's the only thing I put in it. And, you know, there's not... it's actually kind of comical. Nobody has asked me what's in that bag one time, no matter where I've gone or what I've done. But it screams, I'm a gun bag. And I don't know. People just...
They're not aware, are they?
Not cool.
They're not aware.
Well, they're either not aware or they just, you know, they don't care. That's cool. But I try to keep things as consistent as possible. For example, on the swing bag, I make sure I wear it on my left side for a cross draw because the zippers open from right to left. So it's very easy to skin the zippers and gain access to the pistol with my left hand because they open from right to left. And it's much quicker were it, you know, the other way around. These are the types of things you need to look at and consider if you're going to set yourself up in some form of off-body carry. And, I mean, even if you're just using a backpack, you need to take into consideration which way the zippers open, how durable are the zippers, blah, blah, blah.
I understand.
Coming back to the gun reg, I carry, you know, straight on the right side, carry straight drop on my body center line on the right. I carry two reserve mags in front of the holster for right side use, and I have four mag carriers on my left side for left hand use. The two mags in front of my holster may seem as if it would interfere with the draw stroke or, you know, deploying the pistol at speed, but they don't. But what they do is provide me immediate access to reserve ammo with my right hand were I to be incapacitated with my left and only my right to work with. And whether I have one or two hands in action or not, if I'm on the ground or in a compromised body position, I have access to reserve ammo on either side of my body. I'm not just, you know, restricted. I'm not restricting myself.
Gotcha.
I'm setting myself up for success based on my body position or, you know, anticipated body position. There's not really any, as long as you have reserve ammo on both sides of your body, pretty much any physical position you could find yourself in, you know, you'll be able to access reserve ammo from one side or the other.
Right. I've made my decision as far as what's going to be my primary carry weapon, and it's the P10 series, which functions the same way all the way through the sizes.
Okay.
Which is why I presume that you carry 26 sometimes when you have to, and you've carried the. Did you run the 19X before the 45 came out?
Negative. I actually picked up a G45 first, and I couldn't stand it. So I had to have a 19X, so I went ahead and got one of those too.
Well, what part couldn't you stand?
Virtually the same gun. Well, the 19X is just cool. That's all.
Okay.
They did. I'm not sure if they're even still making them.
I saw one for sale somewhere the other day.
Yeah, the 19X morphed into the G45.
Right.
Which was the only way it could have gone. I think it's the perfect Glock. But I had to have one of the flat dark earth 19Xs just because they're cool. And it's virtually the same gun as the 45.
Does it have a safety? Was that what they were trying to throw around when they were trying to win that? No, it doesn't have a safety.
Okay. I've heard about that gun you're talking about, but that's all. I've just heard about it. I've never seen it. I've never seen a Glock with a mechanical safety. But as I understand it, were Glock to have won the pistol trials, they would have made that available because that's a DOD directive. The pistol has to have
safety that can be operated by the shooter.
Now, just out of curiosity, when some of these spec ops guys used to adopt those and carry them for whatever reason before they became a TO&E item, or
right.
Were they just going and buying one, just one off the shelf and saying, this is my gun, and that they carried it and had no safety, and they got away with that?
Pretty much.
Yeah?
Pretty much, yeah. Or they were acquired and put into the system.
Right.
Absolutely.
Special operations. They do get to make some choices here and there that the regular run-of-the-mill line guy is not going to get to do.
Or more along the lines of getting things done.
Well, yeah.
And figuring out why we can't do something.
Right. I understand. I get it. But I just wondered about that part of it. Simply because I pretty much carry my gun. If I'm carrying it, there's two ways I carry. I use sticky holsters if I'm wearing something that doesn't have a belt. And if I do have a belt, I'm carrying it at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So, outside the waistband. I do not like belted inside the waistband. It just presses on nerves. It just causes too much pain. I've lived too long to do that to myself voluntarily.
Right.
You hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. You can find Super Dave at CombatSpeed.com. You can also you can follow him on Facebook. Dave plays a pretty mean guitar. He'll serenade you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. If you had to give me two drills to try to go when I go on the range,
okay.
Two drills to run. Drills that let's start without a timer to begin with.
Okay.
And I'm very intrigued by the one where you're trying to get the same uniform touch on the trigger.
Okay.
How would I proceed?
Okay, the first action, keep in mind the target that you choose to use in the distance should be in direct support of your ability level. Okay, I use an AC steel target at 10 yards when I do these following exercises.
Right.
Okay. The first, the acquisition shot or acquiring the trigger. Okay. Go ahead, load as you normally would, safely load. Go ahead. You can mount the gun on target and be aimed in on the target. But your trigger finger is outside of the trigger guard, you know, along the lower frame, as per. Now, on the clock, you'll have a half-second part time. From the first beat to the end of the second beat is a half-second. At the beginning of the beat, you acquire the trigger and fire the shot for a hit. And, of course, you should be, well, depending on where you're at skill-wise, you should be at that half second or less, okay? And allow me to correct myself. It's 0.75 on the clock, all right? 0.75 part-time on the clock. That additional quarter second is time to allow you to respond to the beep. When you fire that first shot, that acquisition shot, your split time or your response time on the clock should be a half second or less if you're dialed in. if you're not, if it takes you a second to get a hit, then that's what it takes you. You know what I mean?
Right.
You want to find out what your consistent level of performance is first. You know, what's your best 3 out of 5? What's your best, you know, 5 out of 10? Find out what your consistent level of performance is and then work with that and establish it as your consistent level of performance for that task. Now, you cycle through that. That exercise is very easy to cycle through as far as operating the pistol and operating the clock. The second, this next exercise I'm going to explain, you have to follow my directions explicitly, otherwise you're going to set yourself up for failure and the gun's going to go bang when you don't intend for it to go bang. All right?
Okay.
Now, the way to load for the reset shot is to make sure the pistol's unloaded and cleared, point in a safe direction downrange, press the trigger to decock the trigger mechanism, and keep your finger on the trigger. Now, keep in mind, you are committing to this exercise, so you are hot at all times. Muzzle awareness applies at all times. However, for this, you can call it a micro exercise. It kind of flies in the face of safety because, you know, you're only supposed to have your finger on the trigger when you're firing, right?
Right.
But you're setting yourself up for success. There's no other way you can isolate this action. So make sure you're face down range, pistol's unloaded and cleared, safe direction, press the trigger, decock the trigger mechanism, and keep your finger on the trigger. Insert seat and lock the magazine, action to slide to chamber a cartridge, and you are holding the trigger to the rear. Bring the gun up on target, establish, you know, whatever you're going to, we already talked about the part time on the clock. You should have 0.75,
right,
with a half second or less reaction or response to the shot, split time on the clock. Aim in on target, hit the go button, wait for the beep. On the beep, you simply release the trigger to allow it to mechanically reset or cock, and then press the trigger to fire that shot. And simply hold the trigger to the rear.
Gotcha.
Observe the clock, record your data, hit the go button, establish a two-hand grip, wait for the beep. On the beep, release and fire. It sounds a little more complex than it is because I'm just explaining it and you can't see what I'm doing.
Right.
However, there's been a lot of positive feedback on that isolation technique that for that specific action. The third action is to combine your acquisition shot and the reset shot, which translates into simply doing nothing but having the pistol loaded and mounted on target, and on the beep, you fire two shots. Your first shot's going to be the acquisition shot, and the following shot will be the reset shot, and see what your combined time is. Now, ideally, leave the clock alone. You'll have 0.75 on the clock, the first quarter seconds for your response, and the remaining time is, you know, a half second on the isolation shots. But when you combine the two actions, your shots should, both shots should be under 0.5. Or at 0.5.
Right.
There's no, you don't add the two together and call it, well, if I'm good under a second, you know, for two shots, I'm good. No, you're not. That just means you're making the time. But what about your hits? You've always got to put emphasis on the balance of speed and accuracy, and the priority goes to hitting first. Everybody gets, you know, everybody today is so ate up with going fast and doing things fast.
Right.
Well, why do you want to get caught in somebody else's speed trap? You know, what a lot of people don't take into consideration, and I get a kick out of this, you know, at times, you know, people will compliment me and say, dude, you're good. How'd you do that? Well, you know, when you apply yourself for 30 years, you should be good.
Right.
That's not a shocker. But it's different for everybody on an individual level to understand what's important is your awareness of time and what you're capable of performing within a given time frame, whether it's a simple, you know, a simple task or a complex task. It doesn't matter.
We're running out of time, so, I'll have to call you when I can. I'm not watching three monitors at one time to make sure everything is happening. Take some notes and go out there and try to do that. And I'll film it and I'll send it to you, and I want your opinion.
Okay, no worries.
And you can find Super Dave. You can find his website is combatspeed.com. Follow him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. Like I said, he plays a very mean guitar. There's a lot of stuff involved with Mr. Harrington. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bell. Appreciate the opportunity.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.